This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Ah! With Nozza.
That's right, Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Oh my God, she's
with
back
Nozza.
Again.
If you're going to be my lover. That's a remix I once heard.
Really?
How good are those two songs together? Oh my God, we're back again. If you want to be my lover. Really it works. If the rest of the song was here. Oh, I sounded a bit like Abby then. Oh, if the rest of the song was here. I'll tell you what. You'd hear it and that would be it.
I enjoy you doing the Welsh accent.
It's my favourite, to be honest. I actually went to Wales for 2 weeks. That's where I've been. Not at all. It's not where I've been.
Lost it at the end.
Yeah.
How are you? How's your trips? How was your travel? How was your adventures?
Yeah, it was good. I had Glastonbury. And then I had Ibiza. And then I had Corfu.
Jeez Louise.
It was lovely.
You're very tanned.
Thanks.
I have to say.
I'm wearing my special summer outfit for you.
Your summer suit.
Got my summer suit on. All in one. Sound like I've been to one of those old school resorts where they used to have a guy singing and everyone would dance, you know, like in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, you sound like Alex Turner, didn't they?
Oh, from the Arctic Monkeys.
Aye.
Well, that's quite cool. Don't mind that. Don't mind if I do. How have you been?
Yeah, well, it's been a couple. It was good shows about
you. Absolutely smashed it out of the park while I wasn't here. I was a little bit worried I was going to be fired.
Nah, more than happy welcoming you back.
Did you fight my corner when they tried to sack me?
Yeah, I was like, I'll give her another chance.
She's all right.
She's okay-ish. No, I'm very glad to have you back.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? No, just
because
that's just me then.
No, it is lovely to have you back.
I'm really excited because, you know, when you go away on holiday and when you come back, it's horrible.
Yeah.
By the way, we've only been talking for 1 minute. It feels like we've been talking for like 10 minutes. That's so weird.
Time flies, eh?
Hey, do you know what I mean? And you feel like, oh, God, going back to work. I really don't have that.
Yeah.
I really, for the first time in ages, I was like, wham, bam, boo, I'm ready to get back to work.
I think 2 weeks is a good amount of time.
Yes.
But it's recharge the old batteries.
So I'll tell you a little story about the first trip. Well, after Glastonbury. So I came back from Glastonbury. Don't tell anyone on the Sunday night. Or I accidentally missed Ed Sheeran. But it was because I had to go to Ibiza for sort of a work thing. And then I went to, did a DJ set for Vivo, who we love.
Amazing.
Which was really cool, actually. Where Georgia Smith did a performance.
Cool.
And it was absolutely amazing. So party finished at 12, right? So I was getting a cab home or whatever. And I thought, well, my flight's at 6 a.m. So why not go straight to the airport? Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I guess that's cautious.
So this is my thought process on it, Tom. It takes an hour and 10 minutes from where we were, from their new office in King's Cross, to go to the airport. And in between is my house on the way. So I thought, I'll pop into the house on the way, grab my bag, feed the cat, give him a stroke, say bye-bye, because I had some friends staying over looking after him, but they weren't there yet. And off to the airport I went. Ended up taking 25 minutes to get to the airport. Because it was obviously 1 a.m. so
yeah, sure.
No traffic. So I arrived at about 20 past one, and they don't actually open. You can't actually get through security until like 3 in the morning.
Really?
Which I didn't realise.
So I haven't used thing.
So everyone, when you walk into, it was Stansted. When you walk in, everyone's just sort of like lying on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's really weird. But I was like, kind of had a few champagne, so I was a little bit like, whoa, this is a bit exciting. And then I sort of sat on the cold floor and I was like, this is,
yeah,
can I fall asleep?
Could continue drinking. That's
No, because there's nothing open, Tom,
at all.
This is the problem. So okay. We get in, right, they open security. I'm thinking, yeah boy, I'm gonna treat myself, you know, those little champagne bars they have.
Oh yeah.
I thought, baby needs this because, you know, she's having a bit of a weird 5 hours waiting for a plane. So I went and sat at the champagne bar. And I sat at the champagne bar and I kept sitting. And then off I see the man coming. I'm like, oh, yes, here he comes. And he was like, hi. And I was like, hi, I'm gagging for a Bloody Mary.
Six Bloody Marys, baby.
Yeah, literally back them up. And he was like, oh, we don't have any ice. And I was like, please help me.
Please.
By this point, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. So I still had 2 hours before the flight. Anyway, so I'm sitting there. He finally goes and borrows some ice from someone else and he makes the Bloody Mary. And I'm like, oh, thank God for that. So anyway, I'm waiting for the food. He's like, we've got to wait for the chef to come. And I'm like, oh. But I'm so far in that I can't get out. I'm like, I'm already here. I can't leave. So I get to the point where I'm like, okay, it's 4:45 and I'm flying in an hour. So this is getting a bit stupid now. So I popped off to Burger King and I got a small fries. In the time it took me to go and get a small fries, buy a barbecue sauce, which they didn't have, so they had to repay me 5p, walk back, the chef had arrived and served 15 people in front of me.
Wow.
Can you believe it? And I got there and I was like, oh, guess I missed the moment there then.
Burger King, not so fast food.
So then I just sort of winked at the guy who was serving was so nice. He actually speeded my order through and gave me a free Bloody Mary. So swings
that's
and roundabouts.
Nice. Just a long, long, long wait for
yes.
that free drink.
But you know, you think, oh, I'll just sleep. Nope, you won't. You will not sleep. You will be wide awake in that time when you want to sleep.
Yeah, no, if you plan to sleep, it's very hard. You usually get too much pressure.
Panicky, 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 panicky.
What happened when you were away? My dog, Monty, he swallowed a stick, a kebab stick.
What is it with you and your family?
But it's a kebab stick.
It's even more ironic.
And it was that long. It was a big old long.
What's a kebab stick?
You know, like your kebabs on a barbecue. It's more like a skewer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so oh, gosh, that's dangerous. Was it a wooden one?
Yeah.
Thank God
for
that.
It squashed up 3 inches and he threw it up and he was all foamy and I was like, we're so the same.
Yeah, you're just kindred spirits.
Yeah, just choking kebab boys.
So really, two fairly exciting experiences yeah. for both of us.
Wowzers.
Wow, should we play a song?
Let's talk about the last request before we play the song. Because, you know, you've been away. I want to get back in the swing of it.
Also, guys, ding can ding. I just say kudos to Tom for taking control of me then when I forgot to do the last request.
You didn't forget.
I did forget. And you have... It's because you smashed the last 2 weeks.
Thanks, Harry.
Power obsessed.
I know.
Power obsessed.
I need this.
Tell everyone what Last Request is about this week.
This week is movie soundtracks.
Tracks. Ooh, heavy trackers. And we've chosen because, what was the soundtrack that's really big? Which one is it, Abby?
New Edgar Wright film.
Abby
Driver, something. Baby Driver
soundtracks going off,
smashing it.
So we thought, which is Baby Driver, is that film about the like good looking guy who's like a driver of criminals and he gets a girlfriend, blah blah blah, blah. It looks really good. So we've chosen, I have chosen Bad Boy for Life from the film Bad Boys. P. Diddy. Tom has chosen The Power of Love
from Back to the Future,
which is, I think we've got two very, very good choices here.
That's the power of love.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, they're very different but very strong.
Chuffed with either of those, to be honest, this week. And also I'm feeling quite a lot of love for you because I've been away for 2 weeks, so actually I wouldn't mind if you won.
I feel like we're both winning, Harriet, to be fair.
We're winning being together on this show, aren't we? Everyone's like, turn it off.
Enough of that little of your love. That's just not working anymore. Oh, I can't have
segway. What Tom was trying to do there was segue into Haim's new single, Little of Your Love, from their brand new album, Something to Tell You. Shall we do it?
Yes, please.
Get
us playing the song with instruments that aren't instruments. Yes, because we're like Haim. We're in the studio. Like Haim. What am I banging on? Not really sure. Just banged on the mic and it made a loud noise.
Yes.
So Haim.
Releasing that for a charity single.
Yes. Christmas
time.
Christmas 17, y'all.
Haim
did a wicked cover of, well, they did their own song and they did a cover of Bad Lies for Live Lounge. And they decided to play drumsticks on just random bits of stuff, didn't they? Like a box of tea and some coffee. So me and Tom thought we'd try it. And we just did then I Broke Abby's Pen.
We nailed it though. So
I think it sounded remarkably like real life drumming.
I think we should maybe play a good festival like Sound and Calling.
Oh,
main stage. Maybe
yeah.
after that we could watch some comedy.
Which we're going to. Sound and Calling. Can't wait.
Yeah, and what comedy could we watch?
Oh, we can watch loads of comedy because, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. They have announced the comedy lineup.
Oh, yeah.
We're really, really excited. Loads of incredible comedians coming. Mark Steele, John Robbins, Ivor Graham, Lou Sanders. There's loads of people, isn't there?
There sure is.
We're going to be down there presenting and stuff.
Giggling, presenting, interviewing.
Drinking ciders. Ooh, don't mind if I do.
Comparing.
Yeah. Main stage. I'll be on the main stage.
Big
on any
deal.
Stage. I'll just go on at anyone. Just let me talk at you from any angle.
I'm looking forward to seeing you on the big main stage.
Oh, is it be like proud?
Yeah.
Brother? Sister?
Yeah. Little brother.
Small.
Much younger little brother.
That's fine. I'm happy to be younger. No, I'll take that.
I said I'm the much younger little brother.
Really?
You're not going to be the younger
you
little brother.
You look aged. Since I've been gone.
It's been a hard 2 weeks, Harriet. Okay?
Has it? How did you find pressing the buttons?
It is difficult. It's difficult to do it and talk and not seem rude as well.
Yes, I know. Because
so
after the show sometimes I go to Tom, you've got, when I'm panicking and trying to press a button, you've got to help me out. And you're like, don't know what you're talking about, love.
Chill out.
Deal with it.
But no, I've got newfound respect for your craft.
Did you have any major whoopsies?
Yeah, I'm sure I did. I think it's more to do with not knowing what level or something I had to turn up. And I think...
I just always turn the wrong mic up.
Looking at the cart wall when you have all the different options of what you can play next is that I could never see what I needed to press the button. So I'd be like, so we can listen to... So yeah. But no,
just makes your words go longer.
Yeah. But it was good. It was interesting.
Well,
interesting.
Whilst you were busy working your little socks off, I was at Glastonbury.
Partying. Well, you DJed.
I did work. The first night I DJed. It was really, 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 really fun.
What time were you on?
I was on 12 till 2, which was so perfect. It was just after the headliner, which was Radiohead.
So the energy's up. Well, okay, I guess not Radiohead.
It wasn't really up.
But everyone
loved Radiohead's performance. Yeah, sure. I think they were ready for a party.
Party.
And so we did that, and then I was able to relax.
How do you pace yourself knowing that you're on at 12, though? Do you, so throughout the day, are you just not really joining in the frolics? Or?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a funny story. So on the way down, we went down on Friday, and I went somewhere to pick up some clothes that I was going to wear for the festival.
Yes.
And I put down my bag, and I left it there.
Oh.
And guess what was in the bag?
Tickets.
No, my DJ equipment.
Oh, I did see you post something, actually.
So I had to get an Addison Lee to bring it for me.
Jeez.
So the first half of the stress festival wasn't spent really that frivolously. I was sort of, I had a couple of Prosecco's and just hung around for a bit, and then the bike arrives and I could chill out. But actually I can play after I've drunk.
Okay, yeah.
There's a certain level though, in the same way that like with the show that we do, I think we both know that if you have a pint or two pints during the show, no problem.
Loosey
no problem.
Goosey. A bit loosey
three,
goosey.
Three pints, however. No.
Thing is, like,
Tom starts taking his trousers off. Yeah. I start taking my top off, and Nat starts getting really upset because she has to watch it.
And Nat puts on our trousers and tops.
No, she likes it. Abby's the one that gets deeply offended. She's Welsh. She doesn't like that sort of thing.
But I was going to say, you can handle your booze well anyway.
I can hold it.
But as a drunk, when you are
as a drunk,
as a drunk. No, but when you get drunk, what
What am I like?
I'm just a slightly highlighted version of myself. I'm not really much different, I don't think.
You are, when you're drunk, you're like Larry, and it's like in the best way, like not in a bad way, like you're okay. Like, well, all right then, come on, let's go. And it's like, but in a very frivolous, light-hearted, as Nat's just written on my screen, white wine is a delicious soft drink that she likes to have before she starts drinking alcohol, which is what we're going to be partaking at Stand and Calling.
Yes, we are.
Very excited about that. So Glastonbury was great. Highlights, I would say, were Haim, and Craig David was obviously amazing. Chic was amazing. Katy Perry was really good.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable. I know all of her albums, so she did a lot of old songs and I knew every single word, and people were getting quite irritated with me because I was proper belting them out.
What was the strangest thing you saw whilst walking around Glastonbury? Because usually it's quite...
Oh, that's a really sights. Good question. The strangest thing that comes to mind immediately was Katy Perry's, all of her backing dancers okay. were wearing the most stressful, scary outfits that I've ever seen. Weirdest thing that I saw at Glastonbury, probably Brooklyn Beckham riding past in a golf buggy.
That's cool.
Staring out into the ether.
Deep. Thinking about his photos he's going to take.
Yeah, probably. So that was quite weird. Other than that, last year I saw an amazing Bowie, like a full-size David Bowie that was being held up on a big pole. That was amazing. My mum took a picture with it. But other than that, this year, I can't really remember what's weird. Maybe I'll think during the show.
Yeah, have a little thing. Have a little thing.
Guess what I saw and I thought of you so much? So many morph suits. So many morph suits.
Think of me because
no, because
suits.
We always laugh about how people wear morph suits at festivals and we always take the piss out of it.
Good, before you... Yeah.
No, I don't think of you because I think you're the kind of person that would wear a morph suit, although... out of anyone I know.
No. More suits and onesies for me are no's.
New, thank you.
New. Fashion, no.
Fashion, new. Also, I did my first fangirling.
Oh, yeah?
Saw Skin from Skunk and Nancy, and she walked into the loo. It was even weirder because it was in the loo. And I just stared at her. Because I've, like, loved her. My brother Griffin introduced me to Skunk and Nancy when I was really, really young. So it's one of those bands that I've, like, loved since I was really young. And she said, hi. And I was like, hi. And she was like, you all right? And I was like, I'm a really big fan. Because, you know, it's like when you're, like, really young. Because obviously we meet a lot of musicians and stuff, which is so exciting and fun. But it's different when you meet someone that you've loved since you were, like...
Yeah, it's nostalgic love.
Yeah, and so she was like, oh, do you want a picture? And I was like, yes, please.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was, and she was so nice and sent it to my brother and he thought it was really cool.
There you go. How were you drunk at the stage or were you just...
Pretty drunk, yeah. Pretty drunk.
That's
but it was like daytime drunk. It was still light outside. So it wasn't like creepy, dark outside in the toilet, like, come to me Skin. I want to take a picture of you.
Yeah.
She was not creeped out. I mean, she may have been, but...
I think you could...
She looks super smiley in the picture.
There you go.
So, win-win.
She's like, get off of me.
Have you heard about British... Summertime's been pretty cool, hasn't it? Have you been to any of the gigs? So they had Tom Petty, who brought on Stevie Nicks to do...
Yeah, I was really gutted about that.
That was amazing. Also, how cool is Stevie Nicks?
Well, I love Tom Petty. And I was like bitching about Force before saying I'd love to see him. And you're like, why don't you just go? And I was like, I'd be really far away. And two people in my timeline on Facebook, like a really close friend of mine was there. And I was like, oh! I was just angry that I didn't go because it looked amazing.
Yeah, you've missed it now.
I have.
Phil Collins did it and he'd hurt his leg, so he had to sit down for the whole thing, but apparently still brought the power.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Justin Biebs. The Killers apparently were really good. Kings of Leon, Green Day. I've written Phil Collins twice because he was obviously so good. He needs to be mentioned twice.
Oh, Green Day.
I love Green Day.
I grew up... I was
yeah, but did you go to the Green Day musical? Because I did, with Amelia Lilly in it.
Did you?
Yeah, she came on the show.
That's amazing.
It was actually really fun because it was just me singing along to Green Day songs for an hour and a half.
Was it just the American Idiot album?
That's a really good question. My knowledge isn't that extensive.
So I used to, you know.
I've seen pictures. I've seen your passport photo. I know how much you love Green Day. Wireless Festival went off. Did you hear all about it? So The Weeknd, Skepta, Chance the Rapper all performed. Skepta literally shut down. Did you hear anything about this? Do you know about Wireless? Wireless is in Finsbury Park. Kendall Jenner and Kylie Jenner were there because they went to watch Kylie's boyfriend, Travis Scott. Wizkid put on Tiny Temper because you know they did that song together.
Yeah.
And BBK came on with Skepta, obviously. Damian Marley. Oh, did Damian Marley come on with Nas? Oh, my God, I missed that. That's so cool. I was away for this, so I was really, really gutted. Really, really gutted. Wiley got stuck in another country. So they literally rang up Lethal Bizzle, who we've had on the show, who's a lovely person, and said, we'll give you 40 grand if you come now. An hour, you've got to get to Wireless and do a set. And he was like, yeah, double it, mate, and I'll do it.
Really?
And then he did.
Amazing.
And he properly smashed it. I've seen some videos and it just looked like it was absolutely incredible. Also, I think those kind of things are really exciting. When you're at a festival and it's like, oh my God, this person's not doing it, but they've got this person instead. And it's like, it's quite cool because it's like, well, that's never going to happen again. I mean, I understand because obviously Wiley, godfather of grime, but it's quite cool that they have that surprise Lethal Bizzle.
Yeah, totally, yeah. And what balls it takes to say double it? Nah, double it.
Yeah, because they're desperate, so they're going to. I'd have been like, triple it, bitch.
I'd be like, no, I'll do it for less.
I'll do it for a tenner. Just give me a tenner. Give me a tenner and six carlings.
And I'll be there.
Lovebox this weekend.
You excited?
So excited. And we got Citadel, me and you, on the Sunday.
Yes, we have.
So Friday, we've got Frank Ocean, Mac Miller, Solange, Sampha, Ray Black. Saturday, we've got Chase and Status headlining, Annie Mac, DJ EZ, Ray, and Club Drive, who we've had on the show, and Ray. Lovely. So I'll be doing Friday and Saturday at Lovebox backstage, chatting to the stars. And then Tom joins me on Sunday for Citadel. Tell us a bit about Citadel, Tommy.
We've got Foles playing, which I am very excited to
see. That's going to be a really good performance, I think.
And Laura Marlin, I really like.
I love Laura Marlin.
Laura Marlin's a bit more chilled out, but, you know, she's great. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to them. And Wild Beasts, Jake Isaac, Hudson Taylor. It's going to be a bloody lovely Sunday.
Jake Isaac, who we've had on the show as well, who is so nice. He's a really lovely person. Really lovely person.
Who are you hoping to be talking to at Lovebox?
Oh my God, Frank Ocean, yeah. Solange. No, everybody. Honestly, I'd love to speak to Ray Black. I'd love to speak to because she was our artist of the month.
Yeah,
at the beginning of the year, and all of them really, because this Lovebox lineup, Saturday, Friday, is probably the best I've ever seen them do. But then again, I always forget. You know, when it's like you've done it, so yeah. It's gone, and then you're like, I can't remember who did that festival.
Frank Ocean is my girlfriend's going. That's all the reason she's going.
Well,
it's purely for Frank.
Because obviously everyone's a bit nervous because he's dropped out of a few things.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
He dropped out of a festival in Croatia, I think, and then he dropped out of another festival. But I think I've got a really good feeling in my belly about this.
Why did he drop out of these things?
Technical issues with his set. So his setup of his performance, there was technical issues.
Wow. It's basic, surely.
Talking of that, did you hear about Adele? So she was doing five nights at Wembley Stadium.
But I thought that was to do with her voice.
Yeah, really yeah. Sad though. She was really like devastated to put a little note out being like, I literally cannot sing anymore. Imagine, that's her last ever, well, not officially, but I reckon, don't you think it's probably going to be, because she's openly said like she really doesn't enjoy it, the long tours.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be her last one.
She's still quite a young mum, isn't she? She just wants to be around as well.
Yeah, definitely.
But like, she'll come, you know, she's going to come back and just absolutely don it again.
I mean, obviously, she's Adele.
That's just, it's the clever way of doing it. Go, I'm not going to do it again. Sells a tour more and come back. Even though
sells
she
a tour
to
more.
She just doesn't need to do that because it's Adele.
No, but I think she's one of those artists that it's like Prince and loads of other big artists where it's like when you get a chance to see them, it's quite a special thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
My brother was talking to me about actually having seen Prince. He saw them in Brixton Academy.
Really?
Oh, it sounded just... He just... Apparently just came on stage and was like, I'm not going to play my new album. I'm just going to play back-to-back hits of all of the stuff I've ever done. Bow! Oh, God, I love Prince. Jay-Z, oh my gosh, has dropped... I don't know how you pronounce it. Is it 444, 4:44,
444?
All the fours with production on it from the UK's own James Blake. Who I went to university with.
Did you?
Therefore, I am one step away from meeting Beyonce. Even though I didn't meet James Blake at uni, he was there. I was there.
Did you never see him?
If I had, I wouldn't have known because no. He wasn't James Blake then. Maybe he was just James Blake.
Maybe you spoke to him.
Maybe I have held his hand. Because I used to go around holding his hand all the time.
Very friendly.
Very friendly.
very
over-friendly. But yeah, Jay-Z's new album is absolutely beautiful.
A lot of people have found it hard trying to find the album.
It's now available on iTunes.
Okay.
So it was originally released on Tidal, but he's done a few specific things on Tidal. But basically, I don't know if you've listened. Have you listened to the album?
I haven't. No,
okay, so the album is hot gas.
I know he's, you know, I know the elements of the album which has come out about him addressing the fact that he cheated and
loads more than that, though, right? So let me take, let me break it down.
Please break it down for me.
So he specifically says in it that he basically had a threesome and he didn't know how he could do that to his wife and child and feels really bad about it. He mentions Kanye West because they've fallen out, and he talks about, like, he makes a couple of references to, like, them falling out. And talks, I think he references Drake because Drake said his music was rubbish or something. I don't know, some beef there. And it's just the most, it's lyrically, it's so beautiful and also intelligent. And the layers, you know, he talks a lot about, he kind of touches a lot on the Black Lives Matter movement in a way, because he talks a lot about sort of black slavery and how it's sort of like transferred into the modern era and how it, he feels like he's been affected by it in different ways.
Yeah.
For example, like separately from that, another point that he made was like, you know, I'm selling my biggest talent, you know, which should be worth millions to, for $9.99, you know, like the whole idea of like selling an album for sure. $9 or whatever. But it's just, you should listen to it. Listen to it back to back. It's
we've got some of the most brutal lyrics and bars.
Oh yeah. That's there. The thing yeah, that I was going to read you. So these are the things that he saw. So he talked about, because you know, that was the O.J. Simpson line where he says, y'all think it's a boogie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of a game for $9.99. So it's, you know, you're getting your... he also talks about O.J., because there was a lot of controversy about how O.J. Related to the black community and sort of like his weird sort of association. Do you watch the O.J. thing?
That's one of the crime things I'm
oh dude,
it's on my list of like, I think
you need to
watch
the drama one though with
John
it's
Travolta
really,
in it.
And
Ross who's from Friends.
Honestly his best role ever, I think. That, well, I haven't seen that many films with him in, but
yeah, he's got a tight cast,
really. But yeah, he does just really honest songs about how much of a upset he is about how badly he treated his family, and like he talks about how embarrassing it's going to be for him to have to explain to his kids that he cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
And he was like, how could a threesome ever be worth that?
But I kind of feel like, it's embarrassing for you, Jesse. Well, don't do it, you mug. It's not
yeah, but
about-
that's he's at least he's admitting he's
but
at fault.
But they're making it about you by going, oh, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you've got to give him a break.
Yeah.
Should we play some Jay-Z on that note?
Let's play some Jay-Z.
Before we go, Skepta and Mick Jagger have been in the studio together. That's all I'm saying. What did you just do?
I did a Mick Jagger dance, but then I realised that no one would see it. So I thought, what noise does he make? Yeah. there you go. There's it.
Oh, that was good. Also, for those of you that can't see it, your Mick Jagger dance is 10 out of 10, my friend. So this is the title track, which is in some ways the most sort of honest open track of the album. By Jay-Z.
I'll give you my feedback.
Please do.
Don't embarrass him.
Do I find it so hard when I know in my heart I'm letting you down every day. Letting you down every day. Why do I keep on running away?
Took for my child to be born. See through a woman's eyes. Took for these natural twins to believe in miracles. Took me too long for this song. I don't deserve you. I harass you out in Paris. Please come back to Rome, you make it home. We talked for hours when you were on tour. Please pick up the phone, pick up the phone. I said don't embarrass me instead of be mine. That was my proposal for us to go steady. That was your 21st birthday. You matured faster than me. I wasn't ready, so I apologize. I seen the innocence leave your eyes. I still mourn this death. And I apologize for all the stillborns, cause I wasn't present. Your body wouldn't accept it. I apologize to all the women whom I toyed with your emotions, cause I was emotionless. And I apologize, cause at your best, you would love. And because I fall short of what I say I'm all about, your eyes leave with the soul that your body once housed. And you stare blankly into space, thinking of all the time you wasted it on all this basic shit. So I apologize. Apologize. Our love was one for the ages, and I contained us in all this ratchet shit, and we more expansive now. Meant to cry and die alone in these mansions, or sleep with our back turned. We supposed to vacate till our backs burn. We're supposed to laugh till our hearts stop, and then meet in a space where the dark stop, and let love light the way. Like the men before me, I cut off my nose to spite my face. I never wanted another woman to know something about me that you didn't know. I promise I cried, I couldn't hold. I suck at love, I think I need a do-over. I would be emotionally available if I invited you over. I stew over, what if you over my shit? And if my children knew, I don't even know what I would do. If they ain't look at me the same, I would probably die with all the shame. You did what with who? What good is a menage a trois when you have a soulmate? You risk that for blue? If I wasn't a superhero on your face, my heart breaks for the day. I have to explain my mistakes, and the mask goes away, and Santa Claus is fake. And you go online and see for Blues 2, the Tooth Fairy didn't pay.
What were we talking about last time, Tom?
Whether Jeremy Corbyn should be Prime Minister.
Because a lot of shit's happened.
I don't think it's over yet. The positive is that a lot of the extreme things that were in their manifesto...
Have gone. Because she's realised people don't like me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's bollocks. I feel like she's full of shit. I feel like she knows now what to put on the front, which she didn't know what to put on the front before. Yeah. Yeah. Whereas now she's like, oh, put that in the front window.
Yeah. I'm hearing, like, dirty. I'm hearing words like dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty meetings.
Yeah.
On the radios. Dirty duppies. Daily duppies.
Now, Douglas back.
Every Monday, Sticky Blood from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Planet Earth. They try to disrespect me when they're online especially, but everything cool when they check me because I'm so cool and deadly. See, I had to realize slowly that nobody actually knows me. Yeah, man, I got 15 different iPhones, but I am so not phony. They try to disrespect me when they're online especially, but everything cool when they check me because I'm so cool and deadly. See, I had to realize slowly that nobody actually knows me. Yeah, man, I got 15 different iPhones, but I am so not phony. See them online, they're vexing. They see the shirt I'm flexing. They see my spliff get larger. They see the girl I'm sexing. I'm a Nigerian eagle. In London, smoking illegal. Nah, we are so not equal. Them men are cloning people. Anything I do, they bite. How do you sleep at night? Is it codeine and Sprite? I switch up the steez on guys. I stand up in the rain, I'm dancing. Then I look at the game, start laughing. It's not a joke though. Got the fakes in a chokehold. I love to see them gasp. Cause they try to disrespect me when they're online especially, but everything cool when they check me because I'm so cool and deadly. See, I had to realize slowly that nobody actually knows me. Yeah, man, I got 15 different iPhones, but I am so not phony.
Every day I'm shitting and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. Every day I'm shitting and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. Every day I'm shitting and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy.
see. It's that uncontrollable demon they didn't wanna see. Greece. I declined some amazing dinners, and I'm still blazing Rizzlers. I wanted to make some changes, I was not taking pictures. Now look at the labels dying, nobody else is signing. We know the truth they're hiding, see the plaques on my walls are shining. And I already see my death, we were the last ones left. I saw the whole hood get gassed, I had to hold my breath. I was a young black youth, the teacher took my zoots. They tried to show man roots, they tried to send man loops. Now you have to respect it. I've been around the world, I'm tried and tested, getting back money that I invested. Don't know about me, get connected. No, I don't do that conscious rap, but man still know about Rich and Kendrick. Top five nigga, don't get offended. Murdered the beat, no it ain't attempted. I meant it, and I'm still top three selected. They never showed me the guest list. No, we just walked in the exit. Just came back from the Ivers, and look at what we collected. The MBE got rejected, I'm not trying to be accepted. They tried to disrespect me, when they're online especially. But everything cool when they check me, because I'm so cool and deadly. See, I had to realize slowly that nobody actually knows me. Yeah, man, I got 15 different iPhones, but I am so not phony. They try to disrespect me when they're online, especially. But everything cool when they check me, because I'm so cool and deadly. See, I had to realize slowly that nobody actually knows me. Yeah, man, I got 15 different iPhones, but I am so not phony.
And I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. Every day I'm shitting and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. Every day I'm shitting and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. It's that uncontrollable demon they didn't wanna see. Greece.
Brand new one there, Mr. Skepta, Hypocrisy. For some reason I find it really hard to say. I want to say hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
Joey Bass is in the studio with us.
How are you doing? Right?
Welcome. How are you?
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. What do you think of that new Skepta track?
It's all right, you know, I like it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? He only just dropped it a couple of days ago, didn't he? Yeah. I just can't say. When I look at the word hypocrisy, what is it? Hypnotize. I'm thinking like hippo. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. It's good that I'm a presenter, isn't it?
I thought it was a play on what I thought he was going for hip hop. Christy.
No, because hip hop isn't grime, Tom.
I know, but I thought it was a player.
No, I'm only joking. He knows.
He knows.
Yeah, I'm only joking. So, Joey, how's things going? I'm absolutely loving the new track, Heartless.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about where it came from. It's featuring Lobsy. Yep. Where did the sort of idea come from? Was it you together or did you start it? Who started it?
Lobsy hit me up with the beat and he had the chorus ready. So, basically, I just needed to put down my verse on it. So he initially sent me the audio, but then I took it to a studio and we re-recorded everything. So yeah, that's how it came about.
And you started your career in your bedroom or in a spare room, right?
Yep.
In your house, you just made a little mini studio.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of artists come through, right, that you worked with in there?
Yeah, we had Funky D, Cozzy, a few artists come through, yeah.
Is that still the best place to work, in your bedroom?
If you're starting off, why not?
Well, he's so easy to get distracted though, because I mean, when I'm at home and trying to do work, I just
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you know what that means, Tom?
I know what it means.
Got to focus, Tom.
Yeah. So do you get distracted when you sort of work? Is it like a different vibe in the serious studio?
Or? I think a few distractions at home, but you still get the job done.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I work from home too, and I've got a cat. So all I really do all day is watch, like, I'll be like, oh, it's lunchtime, so I'll watch like 2 episodes of something on Netflix, which is like 2 hours. So it's like, oh, 2 hour lunch break is probably a bit excessive. And then I finish at like that funny thing of starting at like 10:30 and being like, well, no, I should finish at 5:30 because that's when everyone else finishes. No, not the case. I bet you don't. Do you work like, are you a night owl? Do you work in the night?
Day and night.
Day and night. Look at this guy.
It doesn't stop.
You could learn something from Joey. So what's going on now? You've obviously dropped Heartless. Are you working on new music? Are you in the studio at the moment?
Yeah, definitely I'm working in the studio. I've got a single coming out in August, once the press run for this is done, called Living in the Moment. That's featuring, hopefully, Chelsea Lauren.
Oh, sick.
So, yeah, that's the next project. I'm working on my EP. It was meant to come out this year, but it's not ready, so hopefully next year.
Okay, so how many tracks are you doing for this EP? And have you got the tracks ready? Or is it that you've only got, you know, you've worked on three and you're ready for them and you're just waiting for the next two? Or do you have them and you just need to work on them?
At the moment, I've got tracks ready, but I'll see how it goes. I might have better tracks. I might, you know, you never know what happens.
Are you a bit of a perfectionist?
Yeah, definitely.
I think I would be. Would you, Tom, be a perfectionist if you were making music like that?
Well, back in the day when I was making music.
Oh, yeah, he used to be in a band. He never stops talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, we were terrible. But we,
what's the band called?
Oh, there's a few.
What's the worst band name?
One of them was My Toy Heart.
My Toy Heart.
You know, people playing with your heart. Do you know what I mean? This is very hard. And yeah, but we weren't perfectionists at all. But I think if you're recording yourself especially, you're probably really hearing everything, you know, when you're figuring it all out. You must be very tricksy like that.
And what's the difference between... Not you, Tom. I'm done with you now. What's the difference with producing and making beats for people and doing the tracks yourself, doing the bars yourself?
I think working on other people's work is a bit different. You want to put your all into it, but when it's your own work, you want to put your heart into it, everything into it. So
yeah, because I bet you hold back slightly with other people's, right? Because you don't want to give them... Because then you're like, oh, no! That was really... Oh, damn. I want that for myself.
Yeah.
How was shooting the video for Heartless?
Oh, it was really good, you know. We shot it down in Canary Wharf.
Yeah, the location was great, yeah.
Yeah, it was great, man.
And you had Miss UK in the video?
Yep.
How did that come around?
She'd been on my Facebook for a while, started talking, and I proposed to her a few months ago.
Amazing.
Shooting came around, so went with it.
Amazing. Lovely. Well, it looked like a lot of fun. Well, I'm really excited to hear the EP when it comes. You're going to have to come back in and give us a little...
Definitely.
Give us a little screening. We've got a little... we've got a little task for you.
Right.
We play a song at the end of the show. It's called Our Last Request, and it's kind of... You know, because it's Thursday and we need a banger to sort of finish the show with.
Okay.
And this week's theme is...
Movie soundtracks.
And we've got two songs to choose from.
Right.
And I need you to help us pick which one. The first option is The Power of Love, which is from Back to the Future. You know, have you seen Back to the Future?
No.
Oh.
I'm not really a movie guy.
Don't worry, because this is all about the music. Right. Okay, so this is the first one. This is The Power of Love. Tell me if you've heard of this one. That's the power of love. Because it's really famous from the movie.
I've definitely
heard it. Yeah. So that's like a power ballad, isn't it?
Yes.
And then we've got Bad Boys for Life by P. Diddy. Yeah, because it's Bad Boys for Life. Which is from the film Bad Boys.
Yep.
So which one would you like to go for, Joey Bass?
The first one.
Oh, yeah. The Power of Love. That's Tom's choice.
Yes.
Congratulations, yes. Tom.
Cheers, Joey.
You win the first round, because we do a little poll on Twitter. Okay. So we get everyone to guess for us. And finally, would you like to play a bit of Desert Island Dicks with Joey?
Yes. We'll play Desert Island.
Desert Island Dicks.
Doesn't sound as scary as it sounds.
Scary sounds scary.
So we're going to put you on a desert island, and it's, you know, so it's a horrible island, and it's the worst place ever. But we're also going to give you the worst song ever to keep playing on in the background in your ear over and over again. Oh, it can be a song that, you know, you used to love, but now you hate. Or it can be something you just straight out hate. What would your song be?
Bad to the Bone by...
Bad to the Bone. Yeah. That one. Yeah. That's such a good choice.
Yeah.
No one has ever said that before either. It's nice, really? Because a lot of people say similar ones, like a popular one is that Blue Dabbity Dabba Dine song.
Oh, yeah.
But Bad to the Bone, yeah. It's like... Isn't it the one that goes... Yeah. Bad to the Bone.
The only reason to straight up there, you said that straight away.
Yeah.
I used to like it.
But that is a good reason, because that's the thing. It's, you know, most people's are, they're like, that was such a cool tune, but then and that happens a lot now, because songs get played and played and played and played and played.
If you're starving, Bad to the Bone kind of makes a bit more sense.
Yes.
As well.
And you will be starving on this island, because yeah, there's no food either.
It's the worst island.
I'm so sorry about that, Joey, but you smashed the game, so congratulations. Yeah. Just sorry about having to go to the island, a bit of a nightmare.
It's all right.
We're going to play your song in a little second. Just let us know, are you performing any, are you doing any gigs for the rest of the summer? Where are you playing, so where can we find you?
I'll find out in the next 2 weeks, so I'll let you guys know.
Perfect. Yep. And where can we find you on Twitter and Instagram and everything, so everyone can come and have a look and check you out?
It's Joey Bass N2S. And that's based with SE. It's all the same on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram.
Perfect. So we can come and find you and find all the dates you're going to be performing.
Yep.
Wicked. Do you want to introduce your brand new single for us?
Yo, it's Joey Bass, and this is my new single, Heartless.
Yes. I've been chasing paper, chasing water. Lately I've been feeling like fuck a hater, fuck a all. I swear lately I've been heartless. Lately I've been feeling like fuck a hater, fuck a all.
never doubt if I'm able. Pulled up in a big team, throwing joint with Skirra. On my way to the moon, got stars up on my waist. Phone G for that K, Pepper Man for that pay. Fuck around in my pain, heartless we stay. Fly bitch in my corner, take her out to them saunas. Fly her out when I fuck up, she never shy, she get back up. Real G, respect it, stash box in my whip. Big Glock for her up, money stacked till I drop. BK we blood, squeeze off my blood. And take it up with a judge, let's take it back to the clubs. Shut down, we cut, gotta make it back to that trap. Case of paper getting guap, never missing out on them shots. Conducting all my spots, counting out them racks. Late night, Link Rocks, lay a verse for my damn block.
Baby, I've been chasing paper, chasing guap.
Money counter, I need that. Four chicks, four clips, boil it up if I need it. Clutch up on my Atlas, hit the road to go get guap. Giuseppe kicks my baby, heartless I'm lately. Fuck boys, don't faze me, big guap, no safety. Come on baby, come save me, fire on me, you're A3. Family saying don't date me, flights out, we wavy. Heartless, I'm pain free, dope boy since 13.
I've been paper chasing, lady, I've been paper chasing. Lady, you been hitting on my car, my post is shaking. Mistaken, showing love up on the face. And all this time when you was hitting, you didn't wanna see me make it. They don't wanna see me make it. They don't wanna see me make it. You're still trapping, you don't make shit. Maybe you should get a day shift. Niggas talking, niggas talking. They ain't really in the walking. I'ma tryna see me money. Getting a bigger lady, portion. Lady, I've been chasing paper, chasing guap. Lately I've been feeling like fuck a hater, fuck a all. I swear lately I've been heartless, 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 heartless. Yeah, I swear lately I've been heartless, 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 heartless. Yeah, lately I've been chasing paper, chasing water.
Joey Bass, what a babe. That was Heartless, his brand new track with Lobsy.
The video is so swanky.
Yes, a lot of swank.
Sauna.
Cars.
Steamy.
Steams. Oh, I love a bit of steamy sauna.
Mm.
Have you been to a sauna before?
Yeah, I have. I'm actually in a video for a company advertising.
Stop.
Well, we filmed it, but I was the model.
Were they like,
we need a really cool guy. You were like, with a dad bod. And I was like, yeah, I could bring that dad bod. Don't you worry about this guy.
I've got a dad bod as well.
You have not.
I have.
No, you haven't.
I have. I tell you what, you know, because I go to the gym and stuff, and I have to really work my bottom off to not have a bottom the size of the moon. And on holiday, I only ate carbs.
Yeah, but that's holiday, isn't it?
So I just had a constant dad bod, like a little bloaty, beery.
My friend went to America recently for 3 weeks, quite a long time, and he came back wearing 5 kg lighter. No, lighter, more.
What is the sentence you're trying to say?
He weighs 5 kilograms more than he did.
Was that because he bought back loads of duty free?
No, he just ate so much. He showed always, like, for breakfast, he had like an omelette and a side and all this crazy stuff.
Well, in America?
Yeah.
When I went to Boston when I was about 15, I had 3 bagels every day for breakfast.
Ooh.
I was eating a lot.
I love bagels.
I love bagels. bagels.
When you're away, this actually happened. I spoke to one of the guests for so long about potatoes that Abby said in my ears, can you talk about music now, please?
Amazing. I love when Abby said, it's like when I was talking about Stormzy too much. She was like, stop it. It's unfair on all the other artists. I was like, but I just love Stormzy.
I just love him.
I just love him.
Did you see the error Irish paper did about announcing my new player, Lukaku?
Do you know why I knew about that? Because I was away on holiday, but Mr. Michael Payne was tweeting about it. And I was like, that is next level. Next level.
Front page, there must be
back page, assist, but yeah,
back
which
page.
Is the same thing, yeah, right, for sports people because they just read from the back.
But that's you still, you know, need to go through a level of people approving it. So it's not just one guy going, oh yeah, that's it, fine, done.
It's such a huge level of like, are you joking?
Yeah, it's stupid. Bad paper.
Naughty. Also, like, he was actually genuinely very upset about it, I think.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
I went on his Twitter and he was like, guys, I don't find this funny at all. At all. And I was like, I wouldn't. I think that's awful. Awful, awful, awful. Also, like, you had one job.
Exactly. I hope someone got fired for that.
I think probably multiple people got fired for that.
Bad press for the press.
The sad thing is, though, the people that probably got fired were probably not the people that should have been fired. Do you know what I mean? It's always the...
The system.
I was fired. I never had anything to do with
there.
It.
The phone call goes, sorry, you don't come back. I was like, I haven't even been there.
I wasn't even there, mate.
It was work experience.
Can't prove that. So we found an article, Abby found an article, The Secrets of a Hit Summer Song.
Yeah, I was going to teach you.
Can you teach me?
You know, I was in some rocky bands.
Tell me the name of your band again, Heartless Kids or something.
That's better, if anything. My Toy Heart.
By the way, can I just quickly say, before I rib you for calling your band My Toy Heart, have you noticed that I've had to sit halfway through the show because I'm so tired?
No.
That's what takes from 2 weeks of being off. I never sit down. I've just had to take a seat because I'm knackered.
Have a little rest. A little rest to go.
That's what takes its toll when you're away for 2 weeks.
A little rest to go on your test.
Okay.
Whoa, hello.
Straight in.
So, Harry,
Teach me how to make a song.
A hit summer song. You know, I know what you like. You like things to be very complicated, but that, you're wrong. It needs to be simple.
Simple pimple.
A simple pimple. The sun is out, school is out, and songs displaying any degree of emotional complexity are also out. I don't want to hear about you being sad. Keep it simple and happy.
Okay, so shall I start with one line of that then? Simple.
Please, go
okay,
on.
So like, I put my eggs on my toes, baby. Simple.
Because nice. I'm asking then.
Oh, wait. And then I'll finish it with, it's breakfast. It's breakfast. Okay?
And another one.
Eggs on my toast, baby. It's breakfast.
So I'm thinking, it's breakfast. Who's your baby and what kind of eggs you put on the toast?
Yeah,
but
boy.
But also, oh, lovely breakfast. Everyone loves breakfast.
Eggs.
It should make you feel like you're on holiday.
Okay.
That's number two.
Okay, so let's bring that. Eggs on my toast, baby. It's breakfast. Sun is shining.
Yes. I'm feeling this.
Okay.
Novelty is also a thing you can involve in this. You know, the best pop music holds up when it's got a bit of novelty towards it.
Novelty. So is that like being funny or is that like...
It's like Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl. It's a bit novelty.
Okay, so...
And Maroon 5.
I think we've covered that with this, but I'll try and add a bit more novelty. Okay. So we've got eggs on my toast, baby. It's breakfast. Sun is shining on my... Blinding face.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that novelty?
I think, yeah, or maybe just a sound effect.
Okay. So you do that. Yeah. You do that then. Okay, so eggs on my toast, baby. It's breakfast, sun is shining. Yeah, okay, cool. Novelty's there.
We're pretty much there. Radio friendly, please. No swearing. Not those fucking eggs on your breakfast. Just the eggs on your breakfast.
Okay. Because
then everyone can play it. I mean, we can play what the fuck we want. But the other little guys around us...
They can't. No. Okay, so it would just be eggs on my toast. Or you can have censoring as well.
Yeah.
Eggs on my toast, baby. It's breakfast. Sun is shining.
So we know what we're thinking. We're thinking this is a summer tune. Guess get out in the middle of summer. That's a fucking mistake, okay?
Right.
We need this out before summer.
Right.
All right? So people like, they're getting into it. They're thinking about summer, I can't wait. This is making me want to go to Marbella.
Okay. I've got an idea to add on to the song then.
Yes.
Ready?
Go on.
Do you want to sing it with me?
Yep.
Eggs on my toast, baby. It's breakfast, sun is shining. Because guess what, guys? It's nearly summer.
Ooh.
Pointing it out. Because it's not summer.
No.
But it's nearly summer.
Because old Drakey boy.
Okay, maybe actually we should say, I feel like it's summer. Yes. Sorry, because then you can still be in summer. What were you going to say about Drake?
Because my eggs are sunny side up. Drake's One Dance topped the charts for 15 weeks and was released in April.
Yes,
so
see?
It went all the way through.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got eggs on my toast, baby. It's breakfast, sun is shining. So
I feel like we've got the cool, you know, the cool elements of this. But I'm thinking, I really want to know what you're going to call this ditty, mm-hmm. please, Harry. Because I mean, you've got all the elements, but what is it actually going to be called? Because you know, it needs to have somewhere in the title, something warm in the title.
Oh my God, I've got it.
Go on.
I like my eggs summer side up.
It's all to summer eyes. Like summarize.
No. Oh, yeah, that's good. But there's no egg.
There's no eggs. No, okay, all right. What about...
I think mine is way... Why are you not saying wow to mine?
Because I just said sunny side up a second ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's
so I felt like you just kind of said the same...
Well, then let's call it that. That's your one. Summer side up.
Yeah, it's better the way you said it. Yeah,
summer side up.
So summer side up. I think we're going to... We have to release it in April next year.
So shall we sing it all in once and you can do the percussion?
Sure.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Eggs on my toes, baby. It's breakfast, sun is shining. Because guess what, guys? It's nearly summer. Summertime and eggs.
We should stop Joey Bass. Get him back in here. Go to the studio in the spare room.
Yes.
Make sure he's not getting distracted. No, I won't get distracted either.
I'll be distracted.
Yeah.
Because I'll be eating some eggs.
With 2 hours lunch break.
I'd like to say one thing to that song.
Good job, B.
Good job, B, indeed.
Thank you so much
for
teaching me the secrets of a hit summer song.
We should get another one of those where she's like, fuck off, Dad.
Well, oh, that's a bit naughty.
Well, he's been naughty, Harry.
She's
and I don't
young.
Approve.
She shouldn't swear.
Okay. Go away, okay. Pap.
Go away, Pappy. Pappy. Thank you for teaching me that. And
that's
I feel
okay.
Like,
that's okay.
Do you think there's any music industry people listening that might want me to do that song?
Honestly, when you sang the line, sun is shining, the sass in that, I was like, oh.
Sun is shining, yeah. Summer's coming, I'm aggressive about the sun.
I can imagine you in the back of my voice going, huh!
Yeah.
Kind of like, real like, oh.
Yeah, like a Mick Jagger, Prince-esque, huh!
Yeah.
Ow! Ow! Oh, that was probably horrible on people's ears. I feel like you could be the scat man on that song for me.
I want to be another one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's just do it. I think we should do it one more time with your another one. Okay.
It's here, Harriet Rose, summer.
Eggs on my toes, baby. It's breakfast, sun is coming. Can't remember the word, sunshine is here. Another one.
Another one.
Oh, you're so good at that. Okay, let's stop screaming at people and play some music.
That will be available on Spotify in probably about a couple of months.
And it'll be 59p on iTunes because we're not going to take the mickey.
We're not like that. Not about the money.
I'm a little bit about the money, just to be clear.
Aren't we all?
Henry Jameson, do you want to tell us a bit about this track? The Wilds?
I only heard it the other day and I really liked it and I thought, let's put this on a new music show.
You thought, I've got the power to put this on the radio.
Let's get him on there, shall we?
Power hungry.
I am.
On a rainy day, we took her to the museum. What did Lolo say? We tripped into impressionism. I looked up and saw young woman with ibis by Edgar Degas. Yeah, the ruby red birds with the woman lost in thought. Maybe I should hear. I should hear her words.
Trumps.
Joey Page.
Of course, we'll be playing Human Top Trumps, which, if you've not heard the show before, is basically I ask all the bands that are on the show the same questions, like the categories from Top Trumps. The band with the most best answers will win something from the imaginary prize cupboard. One question I'm going to be asking the bands is, do you have a nickname? Like, mine's fairly standard. Pagey, Page, Page Boy, Dickhead.
Every Wednesday.
Joey Page.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I had a dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own.
Actually, yeah.
With Kygo. I know what it is. My mic stopped working. My earphones stopped working. Femme is joining us in the studio.
Hello. How are you guys?
How are you?
Yes, I'm here.
We've missed you because we were meant to have you a few weeks
ago before I went on holiday. Oh, is it my fault? Sorry, just being a really bad radio presenter now. We were meant to have you in the studio a couple of weeks ago and all of everything shut down in London and we couldn't get to you.
I know, and just travel and also my brain kind of stopped working that day. It was so hot.
That was the boiling hot day, wasn't it?
The air conditioning now works and it didn't work then, so you picked a good day to come back as well.
And apparently it's lemon scented now, the aircon.
Oh, it is.
Oh, really?
You can thank us later for that. So how's things?
Really good, yeah. Having a busy week.
I bet you are. I absolutely love the video for Fire With Fire. Honestly, it's so fun. So it features, for those of you who haven't seen it, go and watch it now. Well, not now. Wait till we've finished the show, obviously. But it features an older lady with pink hair who sort of is reenacting, you know, the idea of fighting with fire, literally, with some chilies.
Yeah, she's called Pat, and she was just somebody we found on the internet, and it was a complete coincidence that she had pink hair. I don't have pink hair right now, but I did have pink hair at the time of filming the video. So we found her, and then we found her, like, the guy that she essentially assassinates with a chili competition, who's Simon, and they just go for it in the cafe.
Poor old Simon. Yeah. So she has her own special, like, pouch of chilies as well, doesn't she? They're probably, I imagine they were like whatever they're called, bird's eye chilies or something.
Yeah, those little thin ones.
Because we have wimpy chilies in the UK, don't we? But the ones you can buy from the supermarket are basically not, they're just peppers.
Pepper.
But I'm like, so hot. So I can't imagine. How did you actually do that to break the third wall?
So, the art
director. She probably eats them in the video.
She does, yeah. Everyone eats, yeah. The two leads eat them, a lot of them. And so the art director managed to sculpt them out of carrots. And then
amazing.
She attached the stalks of actual real chilies on top of these carrots with a tiny little bit of cocktail stick, you know, centimetres worth. And so they were able to bite them. And then we glazed them in red food glaze and they look amazing.
That's so cool,
that
isn't
is
it?
So cool.
Imagine if that was your job to do cool stuff like that.
That, yeah.
Mm.
Damn it.
She's a very talented lady.
I wish I was cool, man.
She could carve a carrot. You think, oh yeah, we'll just carve a carrot.
But they just, that is like how they're, it's like when you see those, the backstage of, you know, when you see radio dramas and stuff and how they like make all the noises, and it's like, oh, we'll do like a crisp shuffling, but it's like not a crisp shuffling. It's like a roller board with like 17. You're like, why don't you just do a, it's like, well, it actually doesn't sound like a crisp shuffling.
Yeah.
Very clever stuff. So that came out in June.
Yes.
So has things just been really, 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 really busy since you dropped this track?
Yeah, the video actually, funnily enough, is just like picking up speed, picking up a lot of speed now. The last couple of weeks, it seems to have, a lot of people seem to have suddenly discovered it. So, and then Fire With Fire, the track, is like going down really well in Germany. It's all like on all the radio stations in Germany, which is
cool.
So I think it looks like we'll probably go out there and do some shows.
Yeah, the Germans, they know the shit out there.
Yeah.
They know.
I had no idea they'd be into a garage beat, though. I mean, I just thought it was an exclusively kind of UK thing, but
I think they're quite open-minded.
No, but it's interesting. It is interesting, the target markets of different stuff, because we get it here in the UK a lot with especially US artists who are huge in such a big country, and actually no one has listened to their music, and then they suddenly come to the UK and it's like, whoa, we're just, and it's like a bit like when Grime finally hit America, and everyone was like, oh my god, Skepta, and it's like, yeah, he's actually been doing it for like 15 years.
Yeah.
But but it's so exciting when you reach that random territory and you're like, oh, this is so cool that people that I never thought would be listening to my music.
Exactly. And you just remind yourself that, you know, there's people everywhere, you know, there's people in such far flung areas of the world, and you can reach them like instantly,
especially with things like Spotify, because I noticed like a lot of artists have huge bases in Mexico and a lot of
Brazil,
all over the world. Gosh, the modern world. Hey guys. So how did you go about making this track? What's your process for writing stuff?
So I have a studio at my house in Southeast London.
Cool.
And I basically spend all my time in there making all my music largely on my own. So that song I knew, so my first album Debutante that came out last year, it's quite a different sound to this. It's quite poppy. It's a lot more kind of beat driven, like retro, whatever it was, retro influenced pop. And then this coming out new, I was like, well, I can just start again almost. Mm-hmm. Like I quite relished the, you know, being able to just start from scratch and not kind of be attached to that album anymore. So this is one of the first things that came out, Fire With Fire. And I don't know, I'm just, it's like wonky, weird electronic sensibilities that I've always had. You know, I've always kind of had a more of a left-leaning electronic background.
Is that nerve-wracking when you're putting something out that's slightly different, or you're changing your vibe, or you're going with something that's a different fast? Because a lot of people think with musicians that you just, that's what you like. Like, for example, the story about Skepta being seen in the studio with Mick Jagger. And it's like, hold on, wait, Skepta does grime. Like, that doesn't, hold on, I'm not sure I like. And it's like, Well, hold on, you've got to remember at the base of this, these two people are just amazing musicians who like to make music.
Yeah,
and actually genres don't really kind of come into it. So yeah. is it nerve-wracking to kind of put that kind of...
It is in a way. Like I was like, you know, I was worried, oh God, you know, because I've just spent all these, like a few years massing all these amazing teenage pop fans in America. And then I was like, oh God, and I'm going to hit them with something a lot more left field and a lot less pop. Let's see what happens.
But you keep them on their toes.
They like, do, yeah.
Because otherwise, it's just, if it's the same thing, like same kind of music, you need to kind of evolve and change and everything like yeah. that. Is there someone that you send your music to once you've been recording to get like get their opinions?
So it gets, I always send it to mates just to get their like, you know, honest feedback. But it gets mixed by somebody, it gets mastered by somebody. Yeah, and, you know, there's lots of people in the process on the way.
That's interesting. So when you send it to your friends... do they ever be like, oh, I don't like it?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah.
Oh, God.
you need that. It can't be just yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yes,
you need
I send my interview. So I did a thing the other day. This is really good. And my mum rang me and she went, darling, I thought it was really good. I thought you were really good. But your eyebrows, there's something wrong with your eyebrows. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, they're too big. They're too big. someone actually commented, because someone commented on the video saying, mow your eyebrows, bitch.
Wow.
And I was like,
aren't people pleasant?
And I was like, yeah. Do you know what? I've worked for years to get these eyebrows. I was so chilled. I was like, yes. Honestly, I'm more happy about you hating my eyebrows than I am about you liking the video.
I feel you on the eyebrow thing, man, because I used to pluck them to shit like as a teenager.
Same.
And so it's taken me about 10 years to grow them this big.
Same. So like, and I don't care. Yeah. But that's the thing is you almost need that family member to say they don't like it, and then you can go, well, actually, I like it for this reason, or, yeah, I think I might tweak it. I think I might sort of change. And have you done that all throughout your career?
What?
Sending it to mates and like making sure you have that.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Because especially like, so I put all the music myself a lot of the time, and you end up with a massive team. You've got PR teams in loads of different territories, managers, agents, everybody, just a huge team now. And essentially... I mean, they're all kind of largely employed by you in a way.
Yeah,
you know?
So they're trying to be nice.
I mean, they're all awesome. And I do feel like they would be honest with me. But equally, like, you need to have some people outside of that little bubble.
Totally. In terms of getting that team together, because, I mean, I know a lot of bands who are in the process of doing that, or they've gone through quite a few different people, just about finding the right people. How, like, was it an easy process for you to find the right team to surround yourself with?
It was a process that's just, I guess, evolved over a number of years. My management were... the people that I met first, and I have stuck with, you know, because they just seem to understand exactly what it is that I want to do. And, you know, people come and go, but like, yeah,
which is actually largely incredibly normal. Management is usually the person you sort of stick with throughout, and then the rest of the team is sort of like a
shifts and changes,
exactly.
But it's just good people. That's all I've ever tried to do, is just surround myself by good people. You know, sometimes you meet some people and you think they're absolute wankers, but they could probably do some good stuff for you, but then you have to ask yourself, you know,
can you deal with it? Every day with Tom. It's like, you know, he's really good at his job, but by God, do I dislike it.
Just a bit of a wanker.
Yeah, just not a very nice person.
Kicked a pigeon.
So let's talk about a little bit about your tolerance for heat, because obviously Fire with Fire involves chilies, and I saw a picture of you with a chili up your nose. We talked about this on the phone a little bit, but I thought we'd go into it a bit deeper. Actually, Tom's question, I think, is a very good gauge of how your chili goes.
Yeah, I mean, just obviously everyone's heat scale is the Nando scale.
Yes, yeah.
So I mean, like, the most hottest you'd go.
Medium. I'm really not a spicy
dude.
Person,
that's too hot
really.
For me.
Really,
I'm lemon and basil,
lemon and herb. Yeah. Sometimes go for a little lemon and herb, but medium if I'm feeling, you know, brave.
Feeling saucy.
But I don't go hotter than that, really.
Yeah. I was also going to mention with the video for Light Me Up. I read about the fact that you brought a lot of fans and friends in and everything
really
like that.
Cool.
And then you surprised them with things to see how they're reacting with puppies and like air horns and everything like that. Was that
air
that
horns.
Sounds like the
I
just like the way you said puppies and air horns together, just air horns with the puppies.
But that sounds like the funnest shoot ever.
Yes.
Was it like as fun as it sounds?
Yeah, it was super fun. And it was kind of super surreal as well to get super fans essentially come, you know, from all over the country to be there. And it's so weird, like, now, because you have social media, like, a lot of my super fans, I almost feel like I know them, even though I've never met some of them in real life. You see them pop up so much and they talk to each other, you know, we interact quite a lot.
So sweet.
So then to have them in the room in front of me, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, you feel like your best mates, but actually you've never ever met
that's
before.
Great. Do you have, that's a, do you have so a name cool. for your super fans? A collective
we call
name.
Them the Bullet Girls and the Fever Boys.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
It's a lyric from one of my songs on my first album.
Amazing. That's that so must cool. be so cool. Because I've seen a lot of the fan accounts that you've, like, you know, like Femme Worldwide and yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. That must be so legit. Tom has a couple, but
amazing.
They're more like stalkers, aren't they, Ben?
More just like end Tom and Tom should quit. And
Tom, yeah. Tom shouldn't be on Fubar.
Yeah, just smear campaigns, really, but you know, I'll tell you what I can get.
I've only got one fan, and it's a man that listens every week who wants me to wedgie him in public, and he tweets me every week. Watch him tweet now. He'll tweet and be like, how much will it cost for you to wedgie me?
How much?
So think yourself lucky, you know? I mean, or be jealous of me, because some people are, to be honest.
How much would it be? For you to wedgie him.
I don't know. Nat actually negotiated the deal. I think it was $2,000.
He wants you to wedgie him or him to wedgie.
Yeah, it's not even. I don't really have to do much.
Right. Like, wedgie him.
I need to wedgie him. Like a atomic wedgie.
Oh my that's
god! No.
Over the head.
What does it mean? Oh, over the
yeah,
head.
Yeah, it's like in The Mask that he does a wedgie over the head.
Oh, it's so cool that film, right?
Yeah, it's the best.
The best. So, what was it like touring with the lovely Charlie XCX?
Awesome. Yeah, she is so great.
She's a lovely, lovely person, yeah, isn't she?
Really hardworking in many levels. I think that's kind of what. We were on the same level in that sense. Like, she's just such a grafter. She has worked for years and years and years to get where she is, and it was a great tour. Like super girl power charged tour. You know, I had all the girls in my band there. She had an all female band at the time, and you know, just everybody's just having a good laugh.
And I feel like she is a real advocate of girls and pushing women forward in music. She works a lot with women, like other artists as well. Yeah. Do you feel like it's a difficult industry at the moment for women, or do you feel like things are changing and it's getting better?
I think it is getting better. Yeah, I think it is changing. I see a lot more discussion about. Women in technical roles in the industry, which I think is really important, because there's loads of people that perform, like loads of women that perform music, singers and pop musicians and stuff, but there's not that much focus on like the women that are in the studios, you know, women that produce radio producers, you know.
Yeah, we've got all women
amazing.
In our studio,
and all these roles I think are starting to kind of light starting to be shed on that a bit more, which is great for, you know, girls that want to get into the industry but aren't really sure if there's a place for them.
It's interesting that you highlight that, because I think, do you know what, that is so a hidden thing that people don't realise, that, for example, producers is a good example, like music producers is the best example of the lack of women in that industry, but now it's sort of like creeping and changing and transforming. Thanks to women like you, Charlie XCX, Ray, all the girls, Mabel, who we've had on the show, who talked about how much they love other artists that are females, and Tom's a feminist. That's why we got him in here.
Very good.
We're all feminists in this room, aren't
Hell
we, Tom?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But no, it must have been a lot of fun to be with someone that like-minded and kind of... Is she, like, as outgoing as she is?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
And just loads of fun.
Yeah, loads of fun. We didn't party that much on the tour because it was so crazy. Like, her schedule was crazy and there was just back-to-back shows, basically. But we went to this one party, and house party in Boston, which was so random. It was like a student party or something. And we all, like, turned up after the show and just got absolutely hammered.
But amazing. I like that vibe. It's like you're not going to go to, like, some kind of ice hotel and have, like, martinis out of a... You're just like, let's go to someone's house party.
No, we went to some guy's house party. And I remember this amazing moment where me and Charlie and the girls, the UK girls, we took over the Spotify iPod or whatever the hell it was, you know, the Spotify playlist. And we put on Flowers, you know, Sweet Female Action.
Yes.
Party went dead.
How?
Apart from the fact, because they're all American. They had no idea what it was. American
such
guys, a lot
tune.
Of them. They were just like, no, can we put, you know, can we put whatever it was, Drake back on? I'm like...
That's my worst. When you're at a party, I actually just went on holiday. My brother had the playlist. I was like, I need to stop listening to your music. But I couldn't get on the system.
There's nothing better when you put the song on and everyone just loses their shit, though. Because I remember being at a festival once and they had some speakers built in around a fire area and a little aux cable, and two people in front of me were putting songs on. They're like, oh, don't worry about your song. I was like, I'll put one on, because they didn't get good reactions from theirs.
Oh, God, here he goes.
I put Man on the Mirror and everyone just lost their shit in a good way. And someone's like, went to a funeral the other day and we buried him to this. In a good way, though. She was like, thank you. I was like, I don't know what I've done.
That's why haven't you become a DJ?
Well.
It's the best feeling in the world if you put a song on. But sometimes it doesn't work. Like Seal, Kiss from a Rose, right? Mm. One of the best ending songs of a DJ set.
Okay, yeah.
But sometimes by God, it doesn't work.
Well, if you do that and it kills the room, can you ever change it?
Do you know what the thing is about drunk people? Is they don't remember the last 30 seconds. So if you play, for example, if I drop Kiss from a Rose as the last song,
yeah,
and then you just wind it up and you put wow, thoughts, no one remembers. No one remembered that's Kiss from a Rose. But it never happens because everyone loves Kiss from a Rose. But you must feel that with gigs as well, that you, when you perform, you always want to end on that right track, get the vibe. Oh, yeah. Do you find sometimes you switch up your set list when you're on stage, or do you keep it?
Yeah, we switch it up quite a lot. And at the minute, actually, I'm rehearsing a whole new show, you know, with all this new material, and also trying to, like, you know, find a way of fitting the old songs in there, you know, alongside all this new stuff. So.
Which must be difficult, as you say, because you're sort of changing and switching it up. But also, you've got to keep with what your fans have been listening to for the whole time. So you've got to do both at the same time.
Put in the classics, haven't you?
Oh,
you know, couple of classics.
Get the bangers in.
Yeah.
So what is the plans? Are you going on tour? What's the sort of strategy for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we are announcing a tour very shortly, in fact. And then we've got this big show at Heaven in December.
Yes, this is what I want to talk to you about. 6th of December,
6th of December, yeah.
Which is the venue of London to perform you know, a young artist. It's like the Heaven is the one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a massive show for us. It's by far the biggest headline show we'll have played to date. So it's going to be great.
And it's a massive... Have you ever been to Heaven?
I haven't been to Heaven.
Okay, so...
Describe it.
It's massive. The drinks are £1. And it's very dark. So you can't see anything when you're in there, which is amazing for the artist, because as an audience member, all you can see is them. I don't know whether you'll enjoy that, but you can't really see I don't think you can see the crowd either.
I think you can hear them.
Yeah, like, but it's you're literally inches away, which means you can feel it. Like every artist I've ever seen play there, whether they're like, I've seen Miley Cyrus play there, and then I've seen like Joseph Salva, up and coming artists that are, you know, and they've all packed it out and they've all had that buzz of you know, and it just the guy who runs it's amazing as well, and it's the whole experience is just, it's one of those one-off places, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's a great stage, you can see everything, and yeah, it's going to be a good one, I reckon.
Yeah, it's a good crowd there as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great crowd, mainly a gay crowd.
Yes.
So, and the lineup that I've put together, which is going to be announced on Friday, I believe.
Ooh.
Is it is all female.
Yeah.
Super, super gay pop. So,
so it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night out.
And it'll be nice because it'll finally be getting cold then, depending on what global warming decides to do. Yeah. And so it'll be a nice, like, warm, sweaty night inside to then heat up.
It's going to be like the first night of kind of Christmas party season.
Oh, my God. Is it weird that I'm excited for Christmas now?
No.
Other day I was like, I'm really looking forward to wearing a scarf.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit weird. Yeah, I'm enjoying the sun.
Yeah. No, I just went to Greece for a week where it was like 1,000 degrees, and I was like, oh, get me out of
here. I miss British weather when I'm away.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. Except for it's been raining for like 3 days, so we don't miss that. Fem, we want to play a game with you.
Do it.
Two games, in fact. Kicking off with our signature game, which is Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Amazing.
Don't be scared.
Do I put my headphones on?
Yes. Okay. Don't worry. All you heard was this.
Desert Island Dicks.
Which is our little friend doing our little trail for us. So, in this game, I send you to a desert island. Mm-hmm. And on this desert island, you are stuck for the rest of your life with a song that you basically can't bear.
Oh, good.
But it's not necessarily, you don't have to be like, oh, I hate this person. It's more like there's a song that really gets on your nerves, or you've heard it so many times, you're like, honestly, never again. Please don't make me listen to it. So it could be a song you once actually really liked.
Yeah.
And that is your Desert Island Dick. So, Fem, what would be your Desert Island Dick?
I think mine would be, is it Gabrielle, the dreams can
sound like a
baby? That one. I put that on it because I remember growing up with that as a kid and just being like,
stop now. I swear I saw her recently. She's cool though, right, Gabrielle?
I don't know. I don't really know much about her.
Yeah, she's cool, man. She always wears sunglasses.
Did she have a video in a boxing ring, didn't she?
I actually think that's a really good song.
It is. There's another one that we haven't heard.
Because it's quite like nasally.
Yeah.
It's like, what have you done today?
What have you done
today?
Is that yours?
No, mine's the Rasmus.
Oh, that's a good one.
I hate that one.
That's a very good Desert Island Dick. Thank you very much. And then Tom, would you like to play Last Request?
Basically, me and Harriet go head to head with picking a song for the last request of the show.
Because we like to have a banger to let people get ready to, for Friday, you know?
Got you.
And this week's like theme was soundtracks for films. Mm-hmm. So we'll play a couple songs. You're going to pick which one you'd love to hear.
Okay. First one is Back to the Future themed. So it's The Power of Love.
That's the power of love.
The next one is Bad Boys, the film, and it's Bad Boy for Life, P. Diddy.
Yeah, it's Bad Boy for Life.
So which one would you prefer? Firstly, can you guess whose is whose? And then secondly, which one would you like to do?
I think that Power of Love is... yours?
You're trying to read it, but then you're like, just didn't change my face. But yeah, you're right. You're on the right.
Absolutely correct.
Okay, and so, but I actually would prefer to hear the P. Diddy one.
Yes, one vote for me. We've had one vote for him, so you can't be selfish. Don't be upset.
That's fine. I'll share the votes.
Lovely.
I really like that P. Diddy song.
We've both said today how much we love each other because we've been away for 2 weeks. So we feel a bit of love for each other. It's usually quite like aggressive when we play this game. But this week we're like, oh, I'd like it if you won.
It's disgusting.
I mean, bearing in mind, we never listen to it anyway because we're down at the pub within two seconds after the songs come on.
No, we listen to it.
Yeah, we listen to it. Joking. Right, we're going to play your new single. Please, can you introduce it for us, babe?
All right, this is my new single, Fire With Fire, and it's pretty damn spicy.
Ooh,
spicy, smoking.
There's a light on. I see it flashing like a white alarm. Oh, you got a look in your eyes, you don't think you're satisfied, ain't nothing I'd be wrong.
Last week we had some shocking news that a prodigy of Mobb Deep, he died on the 20th of June. He was only 42 years old, man. You know, to me, they define like a whole era of hip hop. And to me, Mobb Deep, really, they are the sound of New York hip hop. They became one of the most successful rap duos in hip hop, having sold over 3 million records. And I mean, what an amazing contribution they have made. So I thought it was only correct that we sent out an enormous big up to Prodigy.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy.
From 4 p.m.,
FUBAR Radio.
Man, fuck. What's wrong, Kyle? Man, these kids, man, talking shit, making me feel bad.
Man, fuck them kids, bro. Look around, bro. Look at life.
Man, you're right.
Man, you see these fine bitches over here?
Yeah,
you see these trees, man? You see this water?
I guess it is okay.
Come on, man. You got so much more to appreciate, man.
Man, you know what? You're right.
You're damn right I'm right. I can't remember a time I was goddamn wrong.
Man, thanks, little boat.
Hey, man. That's what I'm here for.
I ain't been getting high. Well, maybe a little, baby, I don't wanna lie. I know when you text me, girl, I don't always reply. Well, you're not an angel either, you can't even fly. I notice you think that you know shit. All this shade that's coming at me, I wonder who does it. They can't see the vision, boy, they must be out of focus. That's a real hot album, homie, I wonder who wrote it. Oh, shit. Okay, pray them niggas go away. Oh, we sell the clowns around, it look like Circus Soleil. This is not the album either, these are just the throwaways. This shit's still so cold when it drops, it's gonna be a motherfucking snow day. Hey, boy, it's good and he knows it. He don't say it, he shows it. I'm just like DeRozan, if I shoot it, it goes in. I'm in Cali just coasting, get on so wet, they need coasters. I got a selfie with Oprah, I just ain't ever posted. And I'm in my happy place posted. I ain't frowned since 06, I ain't cried since 01. My bad, like Six Flags, and your house is no fun. You can come back to mind, though. Your Brandon Cupid is fine, though. We gon' end on a high note. I spy with my little eye a girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye a girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye. I spy with my little light. Oh, I spy with my little light. I spy with my little light. Oh,
she said she's 21, I might have to ID that. All my bitches come in pairs like balls in my nutsack. I remember riding around the city in a hatchback, looking for a problem with my young goblins. I'ma send them all to home with a neck throbbing. I done made so much money that it's not stopping. Got my brothers on my back like the last name. I remember telling everyone I couldn't be tamed. Whoa, 6 months later, I had something, now I'm in the game. Went from fake chains to diamonds in another lane. Went from can you take me here to screen out the lane. Went from down this nigga lane to remember my name. So I remember all the people who ain't fuck with me. They went to college, now all the niggas in history. I upgraded from gold to diamonds in my teeth. Riding deep in the van like we looking for a mystery.
A girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye. A girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye. I spy with my little eye. I spy with my little light. I spy with my little light.
Kyle Lil Yachty, I Spy. Seems weird, like his name's just like Kyle.
Kyle.
It's quite cool, isn't it?
Like Colin.
Liddy. I'm getting really personal with you. Liddy. Lydia Kitto joins us in the studio.
Hey.
Can I call you Liddy or?
Call me what you want.
Yeah, call me what you want, babe.
Liddy.
I've just made up a
nickname.
That's
what my mum says, Liddy Lulu or something like
Liddy
that.
Liddy Lulu.
When I'm not five, do you know what I mean?
I'd like to call you Liddy Lulu. Is that okay?
Put that out there now, and
Liddy,
you can do if you want. But
what do you want to call me then? You can call me like Harriet the Twat if you like.
No, that's nice.
Well, yeah, that's got a ring to it.
It does. it kind of works.
It kind of works. Maybe that we should change our jingle. Harriet the Twat with Nozza. Anyway, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very.
How are we both?
We're both well.
Thank you. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I'm well as well.
What do you think about art? Because there's a few artists now, like we just played, who just have their name Kyle. Like that one, and Dave, and obviously, you know, there's Prince and Madonna and stuff. But what do you feel about like just one name, and like it, whether it should be just like your actual name, like Lydia, or whether it should be like Lexicon?
I don't know. I feel like I should have it as your own name.
Yeah.
So many people say to me, like, one, you should have like a stage name, and some people think my name is a stage name because it's so weird, but.
But that's the thing, though. When you have an interesting name, you can keep it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the kind of crux of it, isn't it? Because it's like, if you're called, like, John Smith.
Yeah, or, like, Dave Brown or something like that. Or John, yeah.
It's a bit like,
that I'm going to be called John. But
yeah,
you know.
I've got a friend who's a solo artist, and his name's very plain, but his merchandise is just his name. It's like, if you wear his merchandise, it's just his name, because Chris is like, just a guy's name. So where's your name?
It could be anyone.
Cool, but it's just like.
But it's weird because then you've got Dave, who's the rapper, grime artist, who has just been in with like Drake, and he's doing really, really well. And I feel like his merch would be sick because it just says Dave. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could like be catchy just because plain and simple.
Here's Dave. Yeah. This is Dave.
Everyone knows a Dave.
Everybody knows Dave.
The trumpet player in my band's called Dave.
Yes, see?
Thomas David, that's my name.
That means you need to get him his own merch, just saying Dave.
Just Dave.
Or go to a Dave gig and get him a Dave t-shirt.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it?
That is nice.
Talking about merch, do you have merch?
Nah, not yet.
What would you have on your merch if you had merch?
What would I have on my merch?
Yeah, like, would you have a picture of your face? Would you pick a part? Because I'd probably pick a part of my body that I like.
I don't know.
Just like one eye. Not a part, not like my boob.
Just a boob and a hat.
Just a boob wearing a hat.
A boob wearing a hat. I don't know what I'd have.
My friend Alice Tams.
Like me like that or something.
I think you should do this, right? My friend Alice Tams, shout out to Alice Tams, is an artist. She does this thing called Birds in Hats, right? Where she paints and draws birds with stupid hats on, and they look amazing. So you could have you drawn with a stupid hat on.
I quite like the sound of that.
Yes.
Okay. With a big fat spliff coming out.
Yes. Yeah, see, nice. She can do that for you.
No, I like the bird though. I like the bird with the hat with the spliff.
Yeah. Okay, so you can pick any bird. You can pick any animal. She can do any animal. She did one of my cat.
What bird are you going with?
No, she can have anything. She doesn't have to have a bird.
She
maybe like a tropical
bird.
Parrot or something.
Yes.
It's quite colourful.
Yes. One of the ones with like the spikes coming out.
Yeah. Or like a peacock spikes. Or something like that.
Yeah. Not spikes. Like no, it's not a hedgehog. Like, you know, like protruding feathers that look spiky.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the bloody music. You played Great Escape. How was that?
Yeah, that was good. When was that? That was like a few months ago now, wasn't it? Yeah, that was good.
Not
we played,
August. March.
Can't remember what the venue was called. But it was a really good gig.
The reason I speak about Great Escape, I went down there for FUBAR, but also I feel like it's one of the best new music festivals for sort of discovering new talent. It's also very nerve-wracking for artists because there's so many stages. And sometimes you'll be playing to 10 people, sometimes you'll be playing to 100. Yeah. But you don't know that in that group of 10 people there's not five, you know, people that want to do something with you or whatever. Yeah. So was that kind of really exciting when you're going as a new artist into that kind of environment?
Yeah, I suppose. You just sort of like turn up and hope for the best. Hope people are going to listen.
Crossed.
And yeah, hopefully people turn up to this one. But like, it was quite busy. It was like a little pub and like a band on before us are really good. So luckily like people were in there. Because if the person on before you is shit, then you've got no chance. Like everyone's fucked off by that point.
Yeah.
But they were really good. And it was a girl called Tilda Alley, so... She was really cool, like jazzy hip hop sort of vibe.
Sick.
So really good gig, yeah.
Did you get to enjoy the festival afterwards, or were you kind of in and out?
No, I think we drove back because my sister lives in Brighton, so we went and met her and just said hello, and then done the office really.
Brighton's really cool.
Brighton's
really cool. Isn't it? All the cool kids go there. No, it's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's a lot of fun to be had.
I was actually there yesterday. I went and visit her yesterday before she's moved to Amsterdam next month. So I was like,
get your fill of Brighton in there. Get some seafood. Have some whelks or whatever they eat there.
Whelks?
Yeah, do you know what whelks are? Hideous little seafood things that
cockles.
Look like snots.
Cockles.
That's a different thing.
Is it?
Different animal. A bit like dogs and cats, Tom. Except we don't eat those here.
I've never heard of a whelk.
Well, it exists. I'm not making it up, I promise.
Must be so like hip and trendy that I don't even know about it. Don't it's one of them things.
Or have you had the whelks down here? They're great.
No, no, no. They're not great. They're horrible, ratty, disgusting things. Sorry for any whelk sellers that might be listening.
Why did you end up eating a whelk before you
Trying to be adventurous. And did one of those. I was in, not Brighton, but another seaside British town. And I was like, oh, try a bit of everything. What? No. Not that. It's like when you order a seafood platter or like seafood, mixed seafood, and it's like there's always 90% of it. You're like, this is all rank. Just give me the calamari.
Even the name sounds a bit like Wilk.
Yeah. Sweet Minds, your latest single. Tell us a little bit about this. It's it got picked by Spotify. They picked it up and they put it on one of their, which is so important as well, the new playlist that they have with all different, so they have like the up and coming playlist, new artist playlist, and that must have been a huge exciting moment when you got picked
up. Yeah,
it's
so cool. I'm so like grateful for Spotify for just like backing me and like putting, they put one of my other songs in another playlist which got like a lot of hype from it. Then they whacked Sweet Minds in it within like 2 weeks of me releasing it, and it just got so many plays for it already.
Huge amount. Over like 42,000 people.
Yeah,
it's
mental.
Crazy. Does that feel weird? Like you're like 42,000 people, not only like, but like more than that, because they only count like each individual person, not every time they play.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. It's like a mad thing to think about. Like over 40,000 people have sat there and listened to it, and it's like, whoa, it's a bit scary. But like,
yeah,
because you can't see him, it's like sort of. It's a bit like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. And you describe yourself on your Facebook page in the genre section as like jazz and hip hop. And I wanted to know, because obviously we sort of have the vibe on this show, and a lot of the artists that come through are like, well, I don't really subscribe to a genre per se. Mm. But I was interested to know what your influences were off the back of you feeling that those are the two genres that you sort of relate to the most.
I don't know, really. Like Amy Winehouse is like my massive inspiration. And I listen to a lot of like up and coming artists that they're not up and coming anymore, but Bad Not Good and things like that, all that side of the jazz scene. And Ezra Collective, I think you had in here as well, like listen to a lot of them. And yeah, my favourite is probably Stevie Wonder,
but obviously.
Do you know what I mean? I just thought like at the time it sounds like I want to go for jazz hip hop, and as it like progresses and as my sound progresses, I feel like it will end up more like that, because at the minute it's a bit more like electro and chilled and stuff, but I'm recording some new stuff with my band. It's a bit more on the lines of jazz hip hop.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
In regards to your writing, if you're massively having a big Stevie Wonder binge kind of thing, do you kind of notice that coming into your writing a bit more? Does it affect your writing, or is it?
Yeah, I suppose it does. Because when I like listen to a lot of beat tapes for a while, and that's why the sort of sound we had at the minute, like me and my producer, like got this sound together. It's a bit more electro and chilled because we listen to a lot of beat tapes. But because I'm listening to a lot more live stuff now, it's going a lot more live. So. Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, cool.
It's a bit like, is it a bit like when you play too much Grand Theft Auto and you think you should like
go and stab someone in the street?
No, or like ram the back of a car. No, seriously though. When I was younger, I was like, am I a criminal? I can't see the line. It's like music. Music and Grand Theft Auto, ladies and gentlemen, two very similar things. So what are you up to in the next year? What's coming up for you after Sweet Minds? Because that's obviously now dropped. Are you in the studio? Are you going to be out and about doing performances?
Yeah, I'm off to a festival tomorrow.
Ooh.
In Brentwood. Do you know where Brentwood is?
Yeah.
It's in Essex. And it's,
do I? I've been there loads.
It's called the Brentwood Fest, and Jocelyn Brown and Status Quo are playing, so it's like a proper like
I saw that
Mum's
on your
and Dad's Rock Festival, but I can't wait. It's going to be so cool.
But those are honestly some of the best festivals I've ever been to.
Vibe, and like loads of people want to just enjoy the music. You haven't got like loads of little drug heads running around like
trying
or to murk everyone. Or if there is, it's like there's only a few of them and they're like in the corner. Do you know what I mean?
Doing their own thing out of the way of everyone else.
Everyone else. Basically, it's like being at a school fete, but in a really sick school fete that Status Quo are playing.
I literally can't wait.
Do you remember Whack-A-Mole?
Yeah.
What, the game?
Whack-a-mole, where you like they put that thing down and you have to whack it before it gets to the bottom.
No. I think that's what I'm thinking of, but it's called Whack-A-Rat or something. It's like a little sock that you fill with crap and you put down a little pipe, then you hit it at the bottom. It's not Whack-A-Mole, because that's the thing with the hammer.
I thought
thing.
That's when the little things pop out. Yeah. In the arcade,
I've got it wrong.
It's hit a rat or something like that.
Yeah.
Hit a rat. Not really a good name, is it?
Which would you rather play tomorrow at Brentwood Festival, hit a rat or Whack-A-Mole?
Well, I've never played hit a rat.
Play that,
I'd try something new, I suppose.
You would love it. It's a great game.
This is why we like Lydia, because she likes to try new things. We need your help, because we have a song on the show that is our last request. And this week's theme, we go head to head and we each choose a song, and whoever sort of gets the most votes on Twitter and with our guests gets to play the song. And this theme of this week is soundtracks from movies. And the two options we have are The Power of Love. See if you can guess which film.
I know one that is.
That's the power of love.
What film?
Oh, I haven't got a clue. I'm really bad with films.
Okay, think Michael J. Fox. Back to the Future. Have you seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been on the ride in Florida.
Marty!
I can't remember the film, though.
Hey, yeah, Marty. It's really good.
What? Was that you?
Marty!
I thought that was like one of them little
His
buttons.
His voice is not that low.
Hey, Marty! I'm doing the doc.
Oh, I see.
Marty! We're going to go Back to the Future.
You were terrifying.
Well, I'm so good at that one.
What should I try and do? Hey, Doc! I sound more like...
Lisa Simpson.
I'm happy with that. did you know that Bart Simpson is voiced by a woman?
Yep.
So is
he,
it?
He does Bart and Lisa.
She?
She does Bart and Lisa.
He does.
No, yes.
Yes.
I didn't know that, no.
Same actress.
Hey, Homer.
I'd love to be a voiceover person. Like.
I actually do voiceover and it's the funniest.
Do you?
Yeah, but I did one, right? And it was like, basically, they wanted Brian Blessed. You know Brian Blessed, who does this,
wouldn't
he? And so I was like, do you want me to just imitate Brian Blessed? They were like, yeah, actually, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm Brian Blessed. And I was like, I can't imitate Brian Blessed.
Is that the geezer from The X Factor?
No, I am sounding like him.
Yeah, that's it.
Brian Blessed.
Yeah.
He's got like a big beard. And
yeah, he's got a big beard. And he's like,
he just shouts.
Shouty McShouty. But anyway, so that's the lovely life of a voiceover person, is just, you get hired to sound like Brian Blessed.
I'd love to do that.
Basically, because they probably couldn't afford Brian Blessed.
Brian is just a very expensive guy.
Yes, I would imagine. He's
sure
very
he's up
expensive.
To some other things.
So, sorry.
And that's the first.
Back to last request. This is Bad Boy for Life from Bad Boys. Yeah, oh, I told you. Shit.
What's that
yeah.
from?
Yeah. Go in nowhere.
Oh, so I got a pick out of them.
Go nowhere. Yeah.
What one I like?
Yeah, do you want me to play them again?
Oh, I like them both, but for different reasons.
Shall I play them again so you can hear them? That's the power
of love. See, that's getting in the mood for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's getting you ready for a night out, though, the next one, isn't it?
I think I like the last one.
Oh, you, sorry, Tom.
You did a little sell at the end there, you're getting ready for a night out, aren't it?
Tom! It's about winning. It's not about being nice to you.
And I thought that was your one, because on the second one, you seem to vibe out a little bit more.
Why would I vibe out on your song?
She does that. She does that.
You vibe out only on your song. If it's my song, you're like...
You're sneaky. You're sneaky.
This is rubbish. Anyway, I'm winning, so I don't care.
That's fine. I like the song either
I'll
way.
Do anything
How
to win.
How many votes you got?
It's currently 2-1, which is, we've had 3 guests today, so I'm winning. But on the Twitter, let's find out what it is on the Twitter.
You're still winning on the Twitter.
Live stats.
While we get the live stats, we're going to play another game with you. Tom will explain all. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
We're going to banish you to an island.
Goodbye.
See ya.
It's a really rank island. There's lots of litter and just bugs.
And loads of bugs.
And basically, we're also going to make it even worse for you and play the worst song ever. Over and over again. So if it's your least favourite or just a song that really pisses you off, what is that song going to be? What is your desert island dick?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's so many.
That's good.
What's the one that comes straight to your head, though? Because there's usually one that comes bounces into your head.
Probably Call Me Maybe.
By Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, that song, that grinds my gears.
Yes, because it's repetitive. Yeah. People tend to pick songs that have got like a very... you know, like Friday by Rebecca Black.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well.
It's a good one.
And a few Katy Perry songs. Some of them are alright, but a couple.
You can have both Rebecca Black and what was the other one? Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
Just Call Me Maybe. Such a confusing. Call Me Maybe. It's like I'm like.
But call me or what? Like, yeah or no?
Should I call you?
No, because you're being coy.
Call me maybe, but she doesn't say.
Call me maybe. It's like, oh, do you want to call me maybe? It's not like call me maybe. Like I'm not sure if I want you to call me, but you know, call me and we'll see what happens.
She's basically summing up how a girl acts. Like call me maybe. Like contradicting herself all the time.
Yes,
something.
Exactly. See, Lydia's got
Just
it down.
Say what you want.
Speak
I'm not going to waste my credit on you if you don't want me to call you.
Who's credit these days?
Well, Tom,
we
apparently.
All do here.
No.
We all have MSN and credit.
You're from
Nudge.
No, we don't.
Bebo.
Well, at least I've got a monthly.
MySpace.
I've got a monthly phone contract, but probably go into that another time. just to reiterate, I'm on 73% on Twitter and you're on 27%.
But together we're on 100%.
And that's why we're a team. High five. Sorry, Lydia. High five to you as well.
Oh, thanks.
I did one in the air.
I can't bother to stress.
So we can find you tomorrow at Brentwood Fest.
I'm performing on the next day. So I'm performing on Saturday.
Perfect. But you're going down tomorrow to have some fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
When the Status Quo playing?
Saturday night.
And
then
sick.
Justin Brown and The Real Thing are playing tomorrow. You know the ones that, you to me, you're everything, I swear to
Stop.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to be standing there like, reliving my childhood. Like, Or imagine you better not a wedding or something.
You better not have too much fun tomorrow night, otherwise you might not be able to wake up for the next day.
Are you going to be staying in a tent or are you going to stay in a hotel? What's your vibe?
Oh, no, I don't want to stay in a hotel. I'll stay in a tent.
See, that's what I'm about.
I love
Harry,
tents.
You don't.
Stop! I stayed in a tent at Glastonbury. You absolutely...
Yeah, but you hated it, though.
I loved it.
My
tent was the size of a house, though. That's the only thing. I don't like those ones that look like a sarcophagus, where it's just one person.
Yeah, I don't like
the pop-up ones.
We were walking along and I was like, literally, that is not... the size of that can fit
anyone. You can sit up in and have a little mild
especially
stretch.
I need a tent that I can stand up straight in. Sorry to be a diva.
Well, that's pretty divery.
With a nice porch as well. So always good about having a porch.
I've actually got a porch that's bigger than the tent because I need more porch area than I do tent.
What have your shoes and stuff?
Just all of the shoes that I take. 50 pairs of shoes. 58 pairs of shoes. Thank you, Lydia, so much for coming in to have a chat with us. It's really nice to have you.
It's been a pleasure.
Sorry we're so weird. I feel like we've been weird today.
No, I feel like I blend in. It's nice.
Yeah. Do you want to stay?
Yeah, you go then. Might as well do the next show.
Sick. Okay, Lydia, can you introduce Sweet Minds for us? We're going to play it right now.
You're listening to Sweet Minds by Lydia Kiddo.
Oh, that was... You sounded a bit like Brian Blessed. That was good.
I wish I knew he was.
Oh, you'll know.
You'd recognise him.
It's just I did a really bad impression of him. Lydia Kiddo there with her track Sweet Minds. She's lovely.
She is.
We were just saying how cool her accent is as well.
We
she just was really cool, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Just very naturally cool.
Just so you know, she liked my outfit, so
did she?
I'm probably cooler than you.
I'm pretty sure she had scribs.
No, she said, your outfit's nice.
And then she went...
No, she didn't. That's what everyone else in the office has done today.
Oh, you look great. You just look a little bit sleepy.
What do you mean?
My pajamas. But in the nicest way, the cool pajamas.
I'll push you over.
I'll pajama your face off.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a really nice point where I get to say that I have won Last Request because you're a little.
Well, it's lovely to have you back, Harriet. I'm very, very glad to have you back in this hub. Uber.
Thank you so much. My song isn't on here, so I'm going to have to find it. You're going to have to talk for a minute.
Okay, well, you know, she went away, got me thinking, and I was like, you know what? She's all right.
I can't find Bad Boys for Life on here.
Maybe just play Power of Love at the bottom.
It's not. It's not. I can't find it.
So Abby Weaver's just come in to save the day.
Abby's coming in. So you missed me, did you?
Yeah.
Did you cry at all? You sent me some lovely texts while I was away, which made me feel very loved.
Just like, I hate you.
And last week's video was hilarious.
What about you?
Yeah. All about me. Anything about me is great.
It's funny. It's content.
Should we play a bit of Bad Boys for Life then?
Yes.
It's really a pleasure to be back here with you, Tom. I've
missed
you.
Pleasure having you back.
I've missed you. I've missed your touch. Creepy. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, yo. You ready? Let's do it.
Yeah. Good job, B.
Enough. Half man, half drugs, ask the clubs, bad boy, that's what's up, after bucks, crush crews after us, no games, we ain't laughing much, nothing but big things, check the hit list, how we twist shit, what changed with the name, we still here, you're rocking with the best, don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks. Who's the boss? Dudes is lost. Don't think cause I'm iced out, I'ma cool off. Who else but me? And if you don't feel me, that means you can't touch me. It's ugly, trust me. Get it right, dog. We ain't never left. We just move in silence and rep to the death. It's official. I survived what I've been through. Y'all got drama, the saga continues.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life.
Hey, look, straight from the Harlem streets. I don't play, I push it down with the Harlem heat. All of a sudden, niggas got a problem with me.
Black, what happened?
They run around acting like the black don't care either.